At the pre-harvest meeting of the peanut buying points and the peanut shellers, there was an update on the peanut crop across the southeast. In Georgia, Scott Munford, the peanut specialist, said this year that temperatures have really been moderate for the peanuts to grow. They had an early infestation of thrips and they got planted late due to some wet soils. But overall, the crop is looking okay at this point, but needs a widespread rain to continue developing. He said there are some insect issues with lesser corn stalk borer, foliage feeders, and our early infestation of thrips, and now some spider mites caused by the hot weather. He said right now the yield potential is not as high unless we get moisture real soon. In Florida, David Wright, peanut specialist, reported that the majority of their crop was planted in Georgia 06G, some Florida 07s, and some TIFGuard where nematodes were a problem. He said the stands were good and they've had good weed control so far. They did battle the pigweed for a while and still going on. Had good moisture most of the season. The crop is looking good, but needs good weather to make records in the next couple of months if they're going to have a chance of making a top-notch crop. But overall, the crop looking good across the southeast, Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. But rain is needed as the dryland peanuts are really suffering from the heat and the lack of moisture. Chris Balcom of the Auburn University Peanut Specialist said that the majority of the peanuts in Alabama are Georgia 06Gs. There are some Florida 07 varieties planted, and TIFGuard has been planted where they had trouble with nematodes. He said the stands were good and good weed control so far. They're still battling that bad boy, the Palmer Amaranth, he said, the pigweed. Good moisture most of the season, but now overall the crop looks good but needs a widespread good soaking rain. The majority of the crop is about 80 days old. Harvest will start the first 10 days of September. Right now there's some problems with foliage feeders. Many are being sprayed for insects. On yield prediction, he said, I hate to question it, but if you look at our last few years, our yields have increased. Our top yield could be 3,800 pound if it rains, but if not, it'll be around the 3,200 pound if we continue to get these spotty showers. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.